Remember of your klisheni klirishin.
Oh, so we okay. So you got it. So yesterday we discussed klirishin. We're holding on page mem zayin mem ches. We discussed klirishin, klisheni. At the bottom of mem zayin is klisheni, where we said that even though the Gemara says in a klisheni cannot be mevashel, but there are exceptions to this rule. One exception is kalei abishel, which is things that could get easily cooked, which we treat most things, almost everything, except for water and oil, as kalei abishel. So we're not going to put that into a klisheni. So if you have something which is not cooked yet, not only do you not put it into a klirishin, you don't put it into a klisheni. We'll give examples of this soon, very soon. And a second exception is what's called the davagush. And I have something which is solid, very hot, a hot potato, hot piece of meat. So even though I removed it from the klirishin, now it's on a klisheni, but since it retains its heat, it holds its heat in, right? You cut open the potato, steam comes out, so it retains its heat for a long time. So this is smart to say that. Remember yesterday we spoke at the lumdus. What was the lumdus? The chilik between klirishin and klisheni. The lumdus is because of the walls. So over here, a potato doesn't need walls. It itself is the walls. That's the scar.
You can never make it into a klishish, you know?
And there's a question. If you do hold a dove a gush, what about if I put it onto a klishishi? What if I put it onto a klirvi? We don't go so bite.
Can you make a dove a gush into like,
what?
Can you make a dove gush?
No, you can't make the dove gush into klisheni, either cooled down or not. But so we treat dove gush as a chumrah. We'll see what that means. Like Rav Moshe talks about putting ketchup on the
schnitzel
piece of meat. Right, is that what he talks about?
Schnitzel, no.
That's a solid
liquid. That's what type of ketchup we're using. Right? That was the famous chalakis of Moshe and Shlomo Zalman. That one treated as a dove lach, one treated as a dove yavish, and it came at the term at Israeli ketchup. That was very simple. It was like, there's no machlekes. But anyways, okay, we'll talk about that tshuva. We'll talk about what it means. Say is in that tshuva, you treat dove gush as a chumra, treats dove lach, shouldn't stand in as a chumra, so we have two chumras together, and it'll be mad. Another rule, another exception is, another exception to the rule of klisheni, kalei abishel, dove gush. Oh, the Chayodom says, it's yad nichvisba. Yatzilah, this means it reached 110 degrees where you would have to put your finger out. Yad nichvis means your finger will get burnt. It's so hot, it's much hotter. You've got the number of degrees, but it's a lot hotter than yatzilah. So the Chayodom held that then that klisheni gets the dinner of a klirishin, which is a big chiddush based on the lumdus we said yesterday. The bigger chiddush is that the Mishnah Berurah actually quotes it in Hilchos Shabbos. So therefore, again, we'll treat it as a chumrah. This idea that if it's very, very hot, that perhaps it's a dinner like a klirishin. Okay. There's an interesting machlokes. Chazanish and the rest of the world, I think. Okay, maybe not the rest of the world, but when we talk about klirishin and klisheni, so we've been saying until now klirishin is the kli that's on the fire. Klisheni is what I poured it into, right? I have the hot water urn, which is the kli on the fire. Then I press the thing and I get a cup of water. So the urn is the klirishin, the cup is the klisheni. I pour this into a second cup, klishlishi, right? Chazanish in Bnei Brak, in certain places in Bnei Brak, where they follow the chazanish, the klirishin is the cup. The hot water urn is not, since you're not taking it off the fire, it's remaining on the fire, he does not view the urn as the klirishin. So if you're ever reading a Hilchos Shabbos from a Bnei Brak who is following the Chaznish, you might get confused. I'm saying this, what's his name, mentioned something yesterday which alluded to this. But you can keep it in the back of your mind. We don't go with that, but you can know. Now, an Irei from Klishini or Klishlishi has it been like a Klishlishi? which we mentioned yesterday, Kishlishi is a machlokes of Moshe and others, if it's possible to cook in Kishlishi. Let's take an example now, which is the example he gives about making tea. Making tea. What happens over here when you make tea? Tea leaves are something which was never cooked, right? Tea leaves were never cooked. Maybe they were dried out with some heat, but they weren't cooked. Okay? So I have a tea bag with tea leaves which were never cooked. I have a pot of water. Let's start like this. I have a pot of water on the fire. For sure not. You're not sticking into the pot of water on the fire. Because you're not putting anything into a pot of water on the fire, even if it was once cooked. So I take the pot of water that heat up the water, and I remove it from the fire. Now can I stick the tea bags in? No, because even though it's a kavisha, shahustar mina'ish was removed from the fire, still remains with the kaya kavisha, that will come. Right? How about if I took the water from, I had a hot water, poured water into a cup, so now it's in a klisheni. Also not why, kalei bishol. It's easy, gets cooked easy, you see how it gets cooked easily? Kalei bishol. Okay. How about a iroi from a klirishin, I mean pour onto it from
klisheni.
Before that, let's go back to iroi klirishin. Also not, because we pass an iroi klirishin mevashel kidei klipa. So it's at least cooking the surface layer of the leaves when I pour from the klirishin onto the leaves. Right? Okay. Now, how about if I klishlishi? So that, where was it? I had the hot water.
Right, you're a klisheni.
What? Klisheni said not allowed to.
You're a klisheni.
Oh, how about iroi klisheni, iroi klishlishi? Iroi klisheni. Iroi klisheni has the din of klishlishi. What is the din of klishlishi? Yeah. Look at the last paragraph here, Vav. Iroi mi klisheni ish the din klishlishi. Shedinai shayna mi din klisheni. So what's the din of klishlishi? Right, so what happened? I had hot water, poured water into cup A. From cup A, I poured it into cup B.
And in cup
B,
the tea leaves.
Cup B is klishlishi now, right? Now, can I put the tea bag in there? Says Rav Moshe, Loi Matzinu, we don't find the idea of bishul in the klishlishi. Does it make a difference? Klishlishi, there's no bishul in klishlishi, and therefore, you can make your tea, you can take your tea bag, dip it into the klishlishi, and it's fine. Comes along the Aruch HaShulchan, and the Mishnah Berurah, both, and they say, whoa, if something which is einenu rois, that's Rosh on the Aruch HaShulchan says, einenu rois, you see the tea bag getting cooked in the klishlishi. It's not like there's a difference between a tea bag going into a klishlishi and a klishlishi. He says, how could you say that in a klishlishi doesn't cook? Perhaps there are other items which we could say in a klishlishi doesn't get cooked, even though in a klisheni will be machmir. But tea? Aray is getting cooked in the water. So Aruch HaShulchan says, you cannot make tea in a klishlishi. Mishnah Berurah says, you cannot make tea in a klishlishi. And Moshe says, I agree to you. The taka looks the same. But that's not what the Torah viewed as bishul. So that's why it's not a simple machlokes. It's not a simple machlokes, this machlokes, because we have big names over here which we follow. Right? You have Rav Moshe, you have Mishnah Berurah and Aruch HaShulchan, which are two places that we follow often. So how do you get out of the problem? What would you do if, let's say, you decide, you know what? I don't want to run into this issue. I need tea on Shabbos. What would you do? So one answer would be, let's cook the leaves before Shabbos.
You're masking this for klishlishi though by other things? Is it specifically tea?
The Mishnah Berurah is definitely masking to it by other things. Because you find the Mishnah Berurah, let's say, by bread. We didn't get into this, but bread was baked. And then I want to take my bread and soak it in my hot soup, right? So that means you're doing a bishul. You're being mevashel the bread. There's no bishul. You see, you're being mevashel. So it's mishmur, you can do it in a klishlishi. I thought he doesn't hold a klishlishi. teretz is he holds a pushta.
Yes.
But something like tea, where it's so clear that you're cooking in like the Sarah Baruch HaShulchan, that's where he held the after Yom. So in general, if someone comes to me on Shabbos and tells me they need a tea, they have a sore throat, I say, go Rav Moshe, I'm passing like Rav Moshe. But like I said, so I pass on like Rav Moshe. But, like I said, but Lamaisi have Aruch HaShulchan and a Moshe Brewer. So if someone comes to me before Shabbos and tells me every Shabbos I need a tea, so I'll offer him other eitzes. What are the other eitzes?
Tea cents.
What's the difference between coffee and tea?
I will get the coffee soon.
Coffee's really cooked.
That's right. So
then hydro's really.
Okay, so we're running out of time. So we can get to coffee, but so what happens? We'll get to. Let's take one day at a time. So let's work it out. We're working out the problem that we learned now. So if I take the tea bags, I take 2-3 tea bags before Shabbos, and put it into a pot of water. I cook it on the fire. These tea bags are now cooked tea bags. I also have tea scents over here. I can use.
You can take the tea bags out of that.
I can save the tea bags. I can take the tea bags out and I can reuse these tea bags if I want because it was already used. But where could I reuse it? In the Kli Rishon Shehu Semen Eish, right? So it was already cooked. That might not be so geschmack to reuse those tea bags. So what people do is they use the tea scents, right? That's what they make. Mm-hmm. Now let me ask you a question. Based on what we learned, if this tea scents cooled off, right? I made the tea scents before Shabbos, and now I put the tea scents in a jar, a container, sitting on the side, it got cooled off. What do I do now? How do I make my tea?
Kishishi.
Sure, please. I'm saying, but can I do something else? Again, I have what we speak at the Shiloh. I have a double lach.
You're heating it up.
I have a double lach shenstanin. Speak at the Shiloh. I have a double lach shenstanin, which means I have a double lach that was once cooked, cooled off. So we learned earlier that if I have something which is liquid that cooled off, to reheat it is a Shiloh Bishlam, right? So to put this tea scent in my Kli Rishon. Not allowed to, because I'm cooking it. So this is where the Meister and Meister views Davar Lachshin standing as a chumra. So you're able to put it into a klisheni. For sure, klishlishi, you're right. But either way, klisheni or klishlishi. And then I'll be able to get out of this machlokes between the Aruch HaShulchan and Rav Moshe. I just want to read it inside here a little. In the second paragraph, you see the second paragraph over here? Let's start from the beginning. Akein Tzrichin L'Achin HaTei Me'erev Shabbos. He's going according to those that hold that you cannot make tea in a Kli Shlishi. So you prepare the tea from Me'erev Shabbos. Ayidei Shemachinim Tamtzis, which is essence, lifnei Shabbos. Venochen gam the sun and tame alim kalim shabbos shleyav the lechash bayer. We spoke better when we learned bayer that we disagreed with this line. Af the vimashkas are fine. Af the vimashkas are not by the name of the bishul, but the name of the bishul. Davar lachshin is bashav. If you understand, you're allowed to put into a klisheni a davar lach, even if it cooled off. Okay, gam kan ye mutal liten atam says a feeling that's stunning. You can take this tea essence, even if it cooled off, and put it into a klisheni. And put it into a... he wants to give eitz to me, machmir, even like all the shittas. Keep the tea scents on the fire. So on Shabbos it'll be hot, and then for sure there's no bishul. Okay.
What about coffee?
So coffee we'll talk about tomorrow, okay? What were you going to say?
I was gonna ask about